Pray with me, if you will, this morning. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be here before you, Father. Lord, you have brought us through this week, highs and lows. But Lord, you are consistent and you are constant. Lord, you were here with us as we woke up. You were with us as we got here this morning. You were with us as we praised your name. You were with us as we got to know the opportunities where we can go out and serve in fellowship with one another. You were here in prayer. You were here in a time where we can thank you and give him back unto you. So Lord, use this time here and now. Use this time to have your name be glorified. Minimize me, Father, so that your word can go out. And I pray for these here that are listening. I pray that they have ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart to understand, and to be willing and go out and do as you have charged us to do, Father. We need you, not only here, but through everyday life as well. And this, Lord, we ask and pray in Christ's name. Let everyone believing so say amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Good morning. Yes, good morning. It is another blessed opportunity to be here with you here today. I've got some good news. Today is my birthday. And in preparation for today, I've thought over the last 26 years and asked, what is, if I could say one thing that God has shown me in the last 26 years, it would be this: to love other people, to not think so highly of myself, but to go out and make more disciples for Christ. I have been with the Lord since I was 10 years old, and it is only in the last 4 or 5 years that God has really been working and instilling that in me. And I thank him for that, because if y'all knew me back then, I was a trip. I was truly a trip, but his grace has covered me. And I am greatly honored to be in the house of the Lord with you. And I wouldn't want to spend my birthday any other way than to be with you. Amen. So, with that in mind, what are we going to talk about here today? For those of you that were here in October, I spoke about making a difference. How can we make a difference with those that are around us? Well, today will be the sequel to that. Make a difference too. Love is messy. We talked about before that love is comprised of three things. Love is selfless, love is compassionate, and it serves sacrificially. It can be very easy for me or anyone else to stand and just say, yeah, love's selfless, love's compassionate, and it serves sacrificially. But it's easy to do that when it's the people that you like, right? The people that you know is going to reciprocate that back to you, right? However, it's not always the easiest thing to do it with the people that you know are not going to give it back to you. So how do we love these, what we'll call, messy people? Those, that family member that gets on your last nerve, that coworker that you just hear their name and your blood just starts to boil. How do we love these people? It may even be the person sitting next to you. Don't look at them. Look at me. I'm not trying to get y'all in trouble. And Rob, if it is me, look away. But it gets hard. It gets hard to love those people, especially when they don't treat us the way that we think we should be treated. So if you can, turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. and we're going to read verses 4-7. This may be familiar to a lot of people. It's what's known as the love chapter. How do we love people? You'll hear me use the word charity here. Charity speaks of love in action. You'll see why. These are all action words. So if you're there, it's also on the screen as well. Starting in verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So with that in mind, I've asked for some help on how this looks like. So if my help can come on up, come on. There he is. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Harvest, this is my friend AJ. Say hi to AJ.
Hi, AJ.
Amen. AJ. This is where y'all say, help him, Lord. AJ, these are my friends. This is Harvest. Say hello to them as well.
Hello, everybody.
Amen. Amen. So even though AJ is killing the game today with this lovely blazer, he is sharp as a tack, but he's messy. He is going to represent the messy folk in our life. So as you look at AJ, that person that your blood starts to boil, he's them for the next 20 minutes or so. Don't hurl anything at him, please. He's just representation, okay? Amen. So if we're not careful to love and engage with these, our messy people, a couple of things can happen. Either one, they will put on a mask and pretend to be someone that they're not. Or two, they can grow resentful and walk away from us, and even more importantly, walk away from the Lord and his truth.
Christian, puny God.
Or even worse, they can do both. They can come in here and pretend to be one of us while deep down on the inside, they want nothing to do with us. They're the last ones in here and the first ones out. You call and ask, hey, how you doing? Or what? Oh, I'm cool. Everything's all right. But on the inside, they're dealing with the stuff that they're dealing with alone. So, which leads us to our first point here today. Remember that we're all messy. We're all messy. If you don't believe so, the Bible says this here in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 20. For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin makes us messy. No matter how small we may perceive the sin to be in our life, it makes us messy. So I can't look at him. I can't look at AJ and say, because his mess is more apparent than my mess, I look down on him. Because in some areas, he's cleaner than I am. I'm just good with my mask at hiding the areas where I'm messy at. He's just more open with it. I can't look down on that. Look back at the second half of verse number 4 in 1 Corinthians. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. What does that mean? It's not puffed up. It vaunteth not itself. Simply put, love is not proud and arrogant. Not proud and arrogant enough to forget where I was before. I may not be where I was a year ago, 10 years ago, or even yesterday. but God is still working. So point number one, again, we are all messy. Point number two is that I can show grace to AJ. You hurt me, man. You know, that hurt. Yeah, he just punched me, but the punch may look different for each and every one of you. Either they say something to you that you don't like, or they know that you don't like something and yet they do it anyway. Look at verse 5 with me. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. I can't just blow my cool at every little punch that he throws at me. I can't get ready and try to spar with him because he hurt me first. The Bible talks about charity suffereth long. That's in verse 4. God is long-suffering toward us, even in our own mess. The things that we may do to hurt other people ultimately hurt God because they are made in the image of God. And God is long-suffering toward us to the point that he hasn't returned yet so that we can all get it right. I know I'm jumping ahead of myself just a little bit. Just remember that. We'll be back to that. I can be patient with AJ because I'm messy in places and I hurt other people myself. That grace will also lead me to forgive AJ, to forgive him when he does me wrong. I'm patient when he does the things that I know he does not like. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. And even Peter says in his first epistle, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Yeah, don't mind Siri. She's trying to get on my nerves today, too. but charity covers a multitude of sins. So he can do things to me that I don't like. And he knows that he doesn't like it. That stuff. Trying to make me look bad. But I can forgive him, because I've walked alongside him long enough, because I know first that I'm messy where he is. So I can walk alongside him even though he's got that grimacing Hulk mask on, he's pretending to be someone, and he hurts me, I can still forgive him and love him where he is. But it's not just enough as well for me just to know where I've come from. It's not enough for me just to give him grace, forgive, and be patient with him when he does things wrong. I must also inform and instruct him. So what does that mean? That means I walk alongside AJ. As we're walking alongside, he's doing the things that he shouldn't be doing. But I also take the opportunity to stop and let him know, hey, look, that's not the right thing to do. But I do so with tact and diplomacy. What does that mean? It means I know my audience. I know the ways that AJ will react. So if I say something a certain way and he may not receive it, I won't say it that way. I'll put it in a way that he can understand and receive it. Make sense? Amen. No? Amen. So I walk with him. I just let him know what is right. The Bible says this here in 1 Corinthians 3:6, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Leviticus 19:17 also says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. So what does that mean? I could say it two ways. Yeah, we talked about tact and diplomacy. That would be more so the reproof. So I say it in a way that is that he can understand it. But there are sometimes he's going to do something wrong to the point where I may have to sharply say, yo, bro, that was wrong. you shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have acted in that way. But we've been walking long enough together to know that if I have to come at him like that, he may know my heart because I've shared myself with him too. He's seen the parts that I'm messy at, right? So he's had to forgive me. He's had to have grace toward me. And he can teach me some things as well. So it's not just a one-way relationship. This is not trying to fix people's life. We are not a Yala Van Zandt. I'm sorry. Even though we may want to try to be, I've got mess I'm dealing with too. The only one that can clean us up is God. And so I walk beside him, I support him, but I'm not trying to fix him. I cannot pull his mask off. I cannot take the pain and hurt and resentment that he feels away. But I can stand beside him. I can know where I came from. I can know that he's going to do things that are wrong and give him grace because I need grace. In other circles, I do things that are wrong. I'm the messy one in someone else's circle. And someone loved me enough to do the same. Each and every one of us has that person that they can think of because of right now or persons that stood beside me and loved me enough and didn't just love me in word only, but told me the truth as well. So we have that. This is the fun part. I like this part. Guess what? Because AJ is where he is, that's not where his story ends. That's not where the story ends. And it happens in God. It happens in God's time and not my time. So I can't grow weary with doing the things that's right. I can't grow weary in being patient with him. No matter how many times he messes up, no matter how many times he does things that's wrong, remember, I was there too, so I can put myself where he is. So I can do that. I can give him grace, and I can also give him truth. He may not always receive it, but you know what? I'm planting a seed. That prayerfully, if I have to go away, that the Lord separates us, someone else will come on over and put water on it. And that one day at the end, AJ can sprout up and God can be glorified for what God has done in him as well. God promises us here in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Not might perform it, not may perform it. He will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So he is always working on the AJs and even us as well, because we're not all there. We're all an AJ in one way or another. God promises that he is working. Romans 8 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So God will do his work in his time. God will work on AJ. So all I have to do is support him. All I have to do is be selfless enough and not proud to think that I've got everything right. To be compassionate, that someone else out there needs that as well. And so I serve and serve sacrificially, and I walk beside him. I'm not asking anything from him. I'm not looking for anybody to give me a pat on the back and say, good job, Mike. You're doing good things with AJ. I do it because I love AJ, and that I can give him the truth in whatever ways, as we can be riding in the car. We could be having lunch. We could be at the gym. And I give him truth. And he does the same for me as well. And in the end, that God is glorified. God is glorified in him, and God is glorified in me for being faithful and obedient. As long as AJ does his part, God will always do his part. As long as we do our part in the lives of those around us, that one coworker that makes your blood boil, even they too can become close to you as a brother. The person that you would never think, like, wow, I used to hate you. Actually, I've had stories like that. People have told me, man, before you just was just mean mugging. I didn't like you at all. But then they got to know me. And they got to do some of these things that we talked about. And like, you know what? You're not a bad dude after all. And so the AJs are not a bad dude. It's just, do we take the time enough to know why he is where he is? What made him what he is? Because everything in his past brought him to where he is now. To do the things that we may not like. It could be hurting his family that needs to be addressed. It could be whatever, name it. But we have to take the time to know. We can't just cast them off and say, meh. You know, your attitude stink, man. So I'm going to just do my thing over here with my people. No. Bring the AJ in. Show them that you're not in it for yourself. And together we can make a difference in that way as well. Can y'all just thank AJ for me as well? He did a great job. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate you a lot. We're done. Can we pray one more time today? That's all the Lord had on my heart to say. Father, Lord, we thank you again for your word. Lord, we recognize that each and every one of us are messy in one way or another. We all do things that hurt you. It may give your name a bad name. But Lord, you were compassionate toward us. That even while we were in our mess, your son came and he died. So that we might live and that we might be cleaned by him, Lord. Lord, we're no better than you, Lord. We can do exactly what it is that you do. And Lord, we pray that your word, you have taught us to not be so selfish and think about me like, oh, I got mine. You go get yours. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know who can deal with you, but someone will. But Lord, have us be the one that says, you know what? I see the AJs in my life that will walk up beside them, be compassionate to what it is that they're going through, and just serve sacrificially, give of myself, be patient with them. Forgive them and where they may do wrong, Lord, and ultimately give them the truth. Tell them the truth as to who you are. Tell them the truth as to what God requires of us, Lord, and that in the end, you're the one that's ultimately glorified in that. So, Lord, be with every heart and mind in here that may want to make a decision here before you, Father. We pray that anyone that would want to come to you is bold enough to come to you and say, Lord, I'm messy. And I don't want to be messy anymore. And Lord, I know you and your word can cleanse me so that I can go out into those that I love and do the same for them. And this we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. So can we all stand just for a few moments?